from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I just want to say, you guys keep talking about a $20 million roster.
Yeah.
If you don't pay the right guys, you'd be out of luck.
That's life, Dave. That's life.
Congratulations. You just broke the internet.
That was so much fun. There is former Alabama head coach Nick Saban on his debut.
Why is
College Game Day?
Those old coaches like Belichick and Nick Saban just now really popular just when they get
so
on TV.
Because they're good.
Because they can show their personality.
Yeah, they can finally show their personalities, not terrified of the media of taking anything out of context. But that was awesome.
Because they are themselves now the media.
That is so much fun. who is he talking about with that?
Michigan team. I think.
Was it Michigan?
Because I remember watching that video this morning and there was a Michigan graphic on the screen as he was talking. But I'm not sure.
I feel like it was A&M.
Really?
I think it's somebody in the ACC or in the SEC. But oh man, that was. I'm excited to see Saban on College Game Day. I think number one, there was a video that came out of Saban looking very stoic and serious, and Pat McAfee literally right next to him is like dancing, getting ready for the segment.
Saban even gave him like a side eye a little bit, and everyone's like, "Oh, what's going on there?" And yeah. Even Pat McAfee's like, I was just vibing, and he was just kind of focused in on whatever he was doing, so it's fine.
Yeah, like he was getting ready. That was a lot of fun. I'm so glad college football is back. I know a lot of people know this about me. I'm a huge Texas fan, so like there was obviously some buildup for that. They you know, beat up on Colorado State 52-0.
Thoughts on Arch Manning's first ever
awesome
touchdown pass?
We were playing golf while it happened, and Zach dropped his phone out of the golf cart. I was teeing off, and Zach had to control himself for a second while I was swinging.
Well, as I'm like showing, you know, your buddy who we're golfing with, I'm like, dude, look at this, look at it.
And I'm standing up in the tee box, like, what's happening?
Awesome.
I'm missing it.
It's great.
Yeah. No, it was so funny. Like, and the pass, the play was just insane.
It's very good. He also had a rushing touchdown. Did have a fumble. Had a nice.
Nah. He didn't.
Yeah, his first pass went to Jonte Cook, who was pretty good. Ryan Wingo's a freshman wide receiver. You know, they were getting involved. It was nice to see. They're on Game of the Week this week for both the Big Ten Network and ESPN's College Game Day against Michigan. They're going to the Big House, and I am horrified. Real quick point on this. I am terrified because, Josh, that line opened up earlier in the summer at 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
That Texas was favored by 3.5.
Ooh.
Which made sense. You know, Michigan lost their head coach. It's going to be the second game. I'm blanking on their coach's name, but it's going to be his second game. They haven't figured out their quarterback. A lot of turnover. Michigan's kind of known as we more develop our players rather than it's immediate five-star studs, what have you. It is now ballooned to 7.5-point favorites for Texas on the road. It's a true road game. It is not like they're like in North Carolina or, you know, in Indianapolis. Sharon Moore?
Yes, thank you.
He was their OC last year. I remember.
And also,
he
coached Michigan the one game that Harbaugh was suspended
against Penn State. Yeah, so I mean,
was it Penn State?
Yeah, so he has a great win like in his resume, but you know, so there's beliefs there, and now it's ballooned to 7.5, and I'm just, Josh, I'm terrified. It means nothing for your standings. I mean, they're going to host Georgia later on in this year. They obviously have Oklahoma later with the Red River. But I'm like, oh man, like I am going to be an emotional wreck if they do beat Michigan. Because, I mean, the new poll is going to come out, I think, in about a half hour, a little after noon. Probably two top 10 teams. Again, true road game. And I was like this last year with Alabama. you know, going into Tuscaloosa, I think week two or three, and I was just like, just get me through this. Get me through this. Mm-hmm. I feel bad. Like, I'm trying to get jazzed for, like, the Bills and Cardinals, and I am. But I'm like, it's week one. They'll survive if they lose. I'll be upset, and it will kind of be a little alarming, but they'll survive. Especially with college football, yes, even the 12-team playoff, there will be this kind of feeling of you got to win, like, every game. Like, you're, like, allowed to lose, like, one, maybe two. And I see Georgia already on the schedule, and I'm like, you're probably losing that game. Like, it just, you're probably losing that game. And I see Oklahoma on there, and I'm like, oh, man. Like, and then A&M, not great on offense.
Mm-hmm.
But that rivalry's being restored for the first time since 2011. And, like, you know, that's going to be a whole thing just because it's a major rivalry that both teams have avoided for years, even in non-conference. So I'm nervous. 7.5-point favorites at the Big House on Saturday, noon kickoff. It's, thank goodness it's out of the way early. I don't have to wait till 7 at night.
Right. Yeah. That's the worst part about those games, too, is this, even any sporting event, it's I got to wait all day.
Right. That's part of what's killed me with primetime games, too, is, like, you know, there are times I'm like, yeah, like, I can now just, like, hang out and watch other football and what have you. It's like, if I have a rooting interest, I'm good. I don't really want to deal with
my
that.
My fantasy players aren't important in that game, then I'm good. I just want to watch the Bills play.
Exactly. We're talking a lot of predictions today. Me and Josh have kind of been given some as well. We've been hearing some of yours. Steve tweets in, my bold prediction for this season is that Josh Allen's completion percentage will be at 70%. He was close in 2020. That's true. He's at 69.2.
Wow.
But will he get it done? Will get it done this year? Let me check real quick on that Allen thing. And it was 69.2. Yes.
Wow.
And so he was very close that year as well, though they did have, you know, Stephon Diggs' first year, you had John Brown, you had Cole Beasley, Gabe Davis as well as on that roster. Like, they had a lot of talent there, and that was, you know, Allen's ascension. Since then, he's kind of been hanging around 63%. Last year, he was at 66.5. I do agree, though, because I think they are going to go to the more short pass game. Mm-hmm. I think his completion percentage will jump up. I think 70%, that would be a lot, and I'd almost be a little worried if it was that high. That just means they're not ever really pushing the ball down the field, and I don't want that a part of the game to disappear entirely. I think defenses are zeroing in on, you're not going to beat us in one play. I don't want that gone completely, and I think if you're up that high, it's kind
of
gone.
Well, it's like a lot of other things we talked about this offseason. I think that it's okay if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to look at it's what do the rest of the stats say? Like before, when we talked about Dalton Kincaid's numbers for this coming season, and we talked about, oh, if he has like all these yards but no touchdowns, is it because, you know, he's getting them all the way to the red zone and then someone else like Ray Davis or even Josh Allen is just punching the ball in, mm-hmm. right? That's where I think it depends on other numbers. If he has a 70% completion rating, or completion percentage, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And is, you know, if he's mixing in that long ball every once in a while, if that hasn't disappeared, then I'm totally fine with it. But if the majority of that passing is the short game, I'm still okay with it because it's something we haven't seen the Bills be able to do effectively mm-hmm. in all of Allen's time here, really, except for the first couple of years with Beasley. And I mean, obviously John Brown wasn't part of the short game, but, but when Beasley and John Brown were here, that was some of the best offenses.
Mm-hmm.
And it also look at, I mean, me and Brian Daboll being there too.
Yeah, me and you have talked about it though. I don't think the Bills really have yet. They haven't replaced John Brown.
No, but my point there was that was when this offense looked the most stable.
Yeah, 100%.
Right, and obviously in the first year of Diggs, it was very good too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the Bills should go more in on those, you know, short game plays
rather than going for the long ball.
Right. They should definitely mix in that long ball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying go away from it completely, but I think it's okay if you lean a little more on that short to medium game than you have in the past.
Yeah, and that's totally fair. I think you've seen the Chiefs, and I think the reason why, even when their wide receiver room was so bad, it didn't go away entirely. You saw that with Marquez Valdes-Scantling last year, but they went more to we're going to kill you with, you know, death by a thousand cuts. And for me, one of the more frustrating parts comparing Mahomes now has been Mahomes' complete willingness to really embrace that style of play, where Allen and maybe the Bills themselves have been, I guess, more hesitant to do so. They've fought against it much more, I think partially because they have a bazooka arm quarterback. I get it. But that was a big issue I had with Ken Dorsey. It's just, you know, they never really did the easy things. It was constantly hard. It was constantly down the field, even with guys that weren't getting open. But let's continue this wide receiver talk as we've got Joe on the line. Joe, good morning, my friend. How are we doing today?
Hello. How are you today?
Doing very well.
Good. I was really concerned when Davis left because I felt, in a sense, that Diggs hogged the ball, and I thought that he played a lot on Josh Allen's mind about getting him the ball, and I thought that that created a lot with, you know, missing targets, and when Davis could have been the number one target, that would have made up for all the issues that they had. So I was really sad to see him leave, and I'm not saying where he is now he'll be a primary target, but I really believed in our system he would have just made up for all our things that we're talking about now.
Yeah, Joe, thanks for the call. I can't agree. Every time his role got bigger, he seemed to get smaller. You know, he never got past, I think, even 55%, you know, success rate in terms of targeting him, let alone catch rate. He was a guy that once he got past the third, fourth wide receiver role on the team, you saw his limitations. He just did not catch the ball consistently enough. He did not have a complete route tree. And even in games where we saw, like, oh man, they're targeting him 9-10 times, this is great, it never was the next week. He was just not consistent enough. I think realistically we'd be having the same conversations because it would be like, what has shown you in Davis's 4 years with the Bills up to that point that he could all of a sudden become that number one guy? I think honestly we'd be having the same conversations. Really, I think the conversations would be, we can't expect, you know, more than 80 catches out of Gabe Davis, because, I mean, when he's been targeted 90 times, he gets like 50 of them, maybe. And I think that is maybe the most frustrating thing with Gabe Davis, is that you got a dude in the fourth round. I mean, he came into his rookie year and I think had 6-7 touchdowns. That's awesome coming out of the fourth round. The problem was he seemingly never became a better wide receiver. He kind of just stagnated and to a certain extent stayed the same. His stats would tell you effectively stayed the same.
There is a part of me too that wonders what a different offense would have made him look like, because his success came with the Brian Daboll offense in 13 seconds. And was that just kind of the perfect system for him, right? Was it, mm-hmm. was it Daboll knew how to unlock his potential, if you want to call it that, and it wasn't translated very well to a guy like Ken Dorsey or even to Joe Brady as well. And I do think about that sometimes, but I don't really know. I think it's more on the player at this.
It does get to a certain point.
I think it's more the player, and it depends on what happens here in Jacksonville now with him. But Jacksonville is just not the offense that I would put him in. Jacksonville has always looked shaky in this Trevor Lawrence era, mm-hmm. and that's not what Gabe Davis needs. Gabe Davis needs consistency. Gabe Davis needs, you know.
And Gabe Davis had consistency.
Right.
And ultimately, he was okay. He was a solid wide receiver in
the
league.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, mm-hmm. even with consistency, he still had trouble. So I'm really interested to see, was it somehow the offensive system he was in here, or was it the player?
Mm-hmm. 803-0550 is the number to call. Got to take a quick time out before we come back and wrap up today's show. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.